Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Have you heard Midnight Eclipse Paranormal Talk Radio yet? Well, then go to www.midnighteclipse.net.tc and find out what all the fuss is about.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Moscato. Times like this, with guests like this, to make it a pleasure to do this show. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie. And concerned.
Can't
right
I
now.
Have any fun at all with you people?
I'm
I cannot
sorry.
Express myself as an artist
You're
ever here.
Sexy porn
I am so tired
me.
Of this. All I try to do is work and work and work, and you people stuff me
I've
and
had
stuff
enough
me over
people
and over
yell
again.
At me for 1 week. Back off.
Wow, why? Sunday night, Sunday, Sunday.
I'm going to sell tickets to Ghostly Talk next week.
By the way, this is Battle Royale weekend here on Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L. Whatever.
That works out very well.
Do you want to formally introduce these guys?
I like that idea.
Let's formally introduce these guys because they deserve a formal introduction.
They do.
All right, Doug, take it away.
What did I start reading? I'm not having a good day right now.
Brad and Nicole, come on down.
Brad Duplichet. Wait, that was last hour. Area.
Wait, Kevin, oh, my God.
How about this? This
all right,
is
all right.
Area Paranormal is a dedicated group of experienced paranormal investigators
oh,
from
yeah.
teams throughout the U.S. who have noticed a need for informed analysis of evidence collected in the paranormal community.
Mm-hmm.
They are concerned.
I did this fast this week, all right? I'm sorry.
With helping to further the field of paranormal research through helping others learn how to correctly identify anomalies in their pictures, EVPs, and videos. Area Paranormal is not an investigation team. They are here to simply act as support for investigation teams in the paranormal field mm-hmm. in regards to analysis of their evidence, or consultation on techniques and the like.
Mm.
From GI Colorado and Area Paranormal, that's co.ghostinvestigations.com and areaparanormal.com, mm-hmm. welcome Kevin Cogville and Nicole Leader to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, guys.
Woohoo! Hello.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah, man. You know, it's kind of funny, you guys. Well, we just hung out, like what, like a month ago or something like that? It was less than
yes,
a month ago.
September.
Actually, it was probably like... a month tomorrow, the 16th, the weekend of September 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Wasn't that
yeah.
the Mothman Festival?
That was it.
Yeah, so it's been a month since we've seen each other. And let's get this out of the way right now before we go any further. It was an absolute pleasure and honor finally meeting the daughter of Marcus Leader, first of all. That was pretty heavy because we were like, okay. And I felt kind of nervous all weekend because I'm like, okay, this is Marcus's daughter. So I hope nothing can happen to her because Marcus will kill me. Marcus will hurt me severely. And Kevin, it was also a pleasure to meet you too. We had a great time that weekend. It was totally awesome hanging out all weekend and just like you guys sat there and helped us work our booth and all that goofy stuff. And they wore the T-shirts. They were the part of the team for the whole weekend. It was great.
That was great. We had a great time with you out there in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
And here's one other thing, too, by the way, Doug. I don't know if you know this or not, but these two people on the phone,
mm-hmm.
they're starting their own radio show.
I noticed that because they called me.
They called you?
They called me.
When did they call you?
They called me and they said, you know, how do we do this? So,
well, and here's...
So I chatted a little bit. You guys had actually set a lot of stuff up. And you were like, you know, super close to having the, you know, everything correct. It was just, actually, it was probably my email to them
mm-hmm.
with a typo in it. So that's the only thing that stopped them from being successful first try was my typo.
Oh, okay.
So once I figured out what was going on and I'm like, oh, this is what it has to be. I was delusional that day. Then it worked. It worked. I mean, they just got right in there and now, of course, you're doing the show/podcast thing as well.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the show, guys?
Absolutely. It's Paratalk Radio. We're planning on actually launching this Thursday. We're pretty excited about that. We had a lot of support for the test stream, which you set us up for, which we really appreciate, Doug. And, we're really looking forward to it. We're following your footsteps.
Oh, please.
Yeah, they're going to be so far ahead of us so quickly.
Yeah. So you're like going to be as goofy as possible. You're going to make stupid jokes, and you're going to basically upset the whole paranormal community on a weekly basis.
Well,
congratulations.
That's what we do, yeah.
Absolutely. That's what Nicole's here for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, I'm the laugh of the party, so we'll have a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And we really have you guys to thank for really helping us out with this.
So, Paratalk Radio, I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. That really is cool hearing that from you guys also. I mean, I don't know if this can be a bigger backslapping session, but hey, whatever. It's a lot of fun, you know? I don't know if
I've said it over and over and over again, and I'll keep saying it. The more paranormal programming, whether you're doing a podcast, a live show, some kind of, you know, YouTube video thingy, although YouTube now is evil.
They sold out too. Yeah,
they sold out too. But yeah, whatever you're doing, if you get the media, get the show, get your viewpoint out there. That's important, and that's something that I stand behind 100%. Independent people doing independent productions of their independent work and putting it out on the internet or various different other distribution mechanisms, I think is phenomenal. So I have to say I support I support Paratalk Radio and everything you guys are doing 100% for that. So I have to thank you, Kevin and Nicole, for taking that step.
Well, you know, once again, we want to thank you for helping us out. It's amazing. You know, we started this little venture. We decided that, you know, it's something that we'd like to do, and we've had so much support, here and on the internet. People have been calling and sending us emails. It's absolutely fantastic. And you know the problems that we went through setting it up, and you guys really helped us out a lot. So we're going to be on the air because of you guys, and we really do appreciate your help.
Well, we haven't... I don't know if we can discuss this on the air. Can we, Doug, or can we, Kevin? I mean, no, you don't think so?
Discuss what?
Well, concerning that thing over there.
Oh, there was a mistake, but I don't... Yeah, a happy mistake that we benefited from, but I don't know. It's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Here's what we can say.
All right. And Kevin, you know what we're talking about, right,
you
Kevin?
You guys can add whatever you want to this. But because of a very happy mistake and because of Paratalk Radio, Ghostly Talk is actually getting an upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
We're upgrading one of our system components because of all this involvement that we're doing,
right.
And it's amazing.
We're not stepping over, are we, Kevin?
Oh no, not at all.
Okay, cool.
Not
at all. Well, I felt it very important when we were getting ready to do this show tonight, and I'm going, okay, you know, we need to thank you for that very much so. And following on what Doug was saying concerning radio shows and media like this. It goes back and forth, you know, I mean, and it's really flattering to hear from people like, well, you know, we heard your show, we want to start. But it's just as inspiring on our end. We're like, wow, this is a really great thing. People are doing stuff out there. And like Doug said, the more shows, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inspiring on our end, too, to just keep going with this thing and keep doing our thing over here. And it's also even more inspiring when you get something like that over there, too, that you sent over to
do an upgrade. I think it's fantastic because it's, you know, people helping other people out and you know, in any way possible. And I think that's fantastic. And it's really getting the paranormal out there on the internet. And obviously, it's bleeding over into television. And all that stuff as well. So I really dig that.
Yeah, so thank you guys. Enough of that.
Let's go over your website. I want to go over your websites because there's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have http://co.ghostinvestigations.com. Now, that's an interesting website because it doesn't start with www. So co.ghostinvestigations.com. Let's go over these one by one, Kevin and Nicole. Tell us about co.ghostinvestigations.com.
Okay. Well, Colorado Ghost Investigations, we pulled together a team here. We're a national team, actually. We're a branch of Ghost Investigations. And we are located here in Denver. And we just go out and go on investigations. And our team has been around, Ghost Investigations has been around for about 10 years now. Our team has been around since about last February.
Interesting. So I think I get the gist of this, that CO would be the postal abbreviation for Colorado. And then
ghostinvestigation.com.
So there may or may not be, depending on if there's a group that's joined this nationwide umbrella thing, there may be an mi.ghostinvestigations.com. Or there may not be.
Not as of yet. If you go actually to www.ghostinvestigations.com, you'll go to the main page, which is the national directory for all the ghost investigation teams across the country, and it has a listing there of all the states that presently have ghost investigations teams.
Interesting.
They don't have Michigan yet.
Interesting.
We're waiting on it.
However, what this is like actually very encouraging because so the overall group, www.ghostinvestigations.com, and then, of course, you guys have the co.ghostinvestigations.com. And then let's say, for example, you're planning a trip to West Virginia. If there happens to be a corresponding wv.ghostinvestigations.com, you could probably email them or call them up on the phone or whatever and say, hey, guess what? We're the co.ghostinvestigations.com people, and you guys are the wv.ghostinvestigations.com, and we're going to be in West Virginia, and how about giving us some hints and tips, or do you want to meet, or, you know, you could set something up. You could basically have, you know, because you're interrelated through Ghost Investigations. .com, you've instantly got friends and colleagues all over the country.
Exactly, yes. And that's what is great about Ghost Investigations. I mean, when I started, I actually just came over here to Colorado, and I was running Washington Ghost Investigations out there, and left the team to one of my members out there when I came over here. And I mean, that's one good thing. You meet up with so many different people throughout the country and, you know, working in Ghost Investigations, which is great.
That's fantastic. I really dig
absolutely.
It. Let's move on to www.areaparanormal.com.
And we've had, and Kevin came on before.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin was on not too long ago, and we discussed this. What's been going on with Area Paranormal since then, Kevin?
Area Paranormal, actually, right now, is on a little bit of a hiatus. We had a huge account set up, and we transferred our hosting account over to host another site. Area Paranormal, I mean, it's great. We've gotten a couple submissions. It isn't going as great as we thought it was going to right off the bat. So we are working on getting a smaller hosting service for it. So right now, I mean, the URL isn't even there. It's going to take you to a page that says, you know, it's being parked somewhere. But we are, of course, still working. We still get emails from time to time from people who would like our help.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, areaparanormal@gmail.com. A lot of people have been sending in pictures and such for us to help them analyze things they don't understand. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing exactly what we wanted to, why we started Area Paranormal for in the first place. We've been helping teams learn about what may cause anomalies in their photos and their evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been going really great for us. It just didn't snowball as fast as we thought it would. So it's on hiatus right now. We're working on some other stuff.
Well, I think I might have something I'd like to get Area Paranormal's opinion on.
This is on your modeling spread, is it?
No, not my modeling.
Oh, no.
That's my modeling
no,
spread.
No, it's his nude shot.
That's what I was talking about.
No, that's not his modeling spread.
No, my modeling spread was completely different. The nude shots are... No, anyway.
I haven't seen the nude shot.
Why
haven't you showed these to me yet?
Well, they're scary. Yeah.
Well, they probably are too.
I took them, so.
Dug with a rose.
But there's, a rose in my closet.
No,
The Area Paranormal, here's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of our recent encounter with ITC.
We had a lot of time to talk about that today, which we're going to do that tomorrow. But
to talk about it tomorrow, but the thing is what we should do is get with Kevin. Right, and Area Paranormal. We can submit him the audio clips, and then we could
do analysis on that, yeah.
Right, he could do whatever he can do with that, and then also we could perhaps describe all the circumstances and what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we're doing that right now as we speak, as far as like... Well, no, I mean, what we're saying is... like you were working on graphs this week, diagrams.
Right. I mean, we're still gathering all of the.
It's a long process.
It's a long process, but he could help direct the information gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that way, he'd have a question, we'd have to figure out an answer for
it.
Put it up, you know, send it to him, and then that would be, you know, we'd add it to our pages.
So, Kevin, we may have some work for you real soon. Here.
Yeah, we might have something
for
Area. Hey,
fantastic! I'm always happy to help out.
Cool. And then there's also, I see. This one's related.
Yeah,
www.myspace.com/areaparanormal
MySpace page.
And that's related to the areaparanormal.com that's part of
the I just cranked all your links down, guys. And just,
you have every link.
Yeah, you guys pretty much, you guys pretty much have the whole internet, like, taken care of here.
We've got it covered from all ends, definitely.
Excellent. And there's also now, what, Paratalk Radio?
Yeah.
Paratalkradio.com.
Paratalkradio.com.
We just got that site set up pretty quickly, actually, over the last week or so, since we've been getting so much attention. We, with the help of an amazing graphic artist who goes by the name of Six, she got us some great graphics, and we got it all put together, and we have a MySpace page set up for Paratalk Radio as well.
And it's a cool looking site.
Really, she was really, really great in helping us out.
That's a very cool looking site, by the way, too. I was checking it out last night, as a matter of fact, Kevin, and I was like, oh,
yeah?
This is... I mean, I wish our site looked this cool. When we started,
you know what?
Out, Doug.
If you go to the website, if you go to paratalkradio.com and go to the bottom, there is a link to our graphic artist page.
Okay.
And she does amazing work. She is the reason why the site looks so good.
Good. Glad to hear that.
How would she do on Little Ghost Guys?
Yeah, we need her to make Little Ghost Guys.
we have fun.
Little hand-drawn, really hand-drawn, low-budget ghost guys that we've been riding on for like 5 years now.
14 cents each. That's what we can afford.
We need stickers. Yeah, it's about all we have in the budget right now. Can she work on, like, Diet Pepsi?
Returnable bottles.
Returnable, yeah. Hey, what's the word
for you guys? For the work that she does, she is amazingly cheap.
That's the key
word. High quality, inexpensive. I like it.
Yeah, that's
very high quality and very inexpensive.
One of my favorite people already.
Next to free, we're all about that.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, because I drew that little ghosty guy, and people actually were talked to me about that ghosty guy at when we were at in West Virginia at the Mothman Festival, and they're like, why do you have a little ghosty guy, you know, next?
Well, I don't know, it's crazy. The show's called Ghostly Talk.
They didn't put it that way, but they meant, you know, you've got that ghosty guy, and he's kind of corny. And
exactly, that's what makes him so cool.
Oh, hello? Maybe
come
I haven't
on,
heard
now,
the
he's
show.
Not corny. Every time I walk by a Pac-Man machine.
Yeah, ghostly talk.
Well, here's the thing about that, too, and this is that little ghostly guy, as far as the image of our marketing image we have here at Ghostly Talk, is we're always concerned about that, as you guys know very well. Right, that little ghostly guy. You know, there have been board meetings, you know, corporate meetings with the CEOs, which is Doug and myself, right?
Right.
And we sit down at like a Denny's or something like that, and we go, okay, we need to get a new image here. We need to like get ourselves some tights and like some spandex stuff. You know,
right? God, right.
No, big hair. We're thinking like big stuff.
Oh, I can
right?
do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is like what you know, but we've discussed in all seriousness, like like when we did this new upgrade to the site, like about 8 months ago or something.
What are we doing with the logo?
What are we going to do with the logo? And we said, okay, you know, the goat. You asked me, like, well, what about? I'm like, dude, I love the little ghosty guy. You're like, well, dude, it's like the original thing. I'm like, but I think it so represents what we're still doing.
It's hilarious.
And it's hilarious.
It's
really
got a history
funny.
And it's hilarious. And you know, 5 years into Paratalk Radio, you guys will have similar stories. So that's gonna be awesome for you guys in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Except for your little ghosty things are going to be much more high quality.
Yeah, you're going to have like muscles and tattoos and stuff. Ours is just like one little two D little ghost thing.
Pencil.
Yeah, it was literally penciled down. I think. Did you pencil that?
Yeah, I penciled it first, and then I traced it.
There you go. So yeah, I mean,
as horribly as possible.
And I think we're going to keep using. We're going to keep using that as long as we go on,
I think
right?
so.
We're
going
to have to. So, yeah, you guys...
I'm going to have tattooed right here.
Oh, man!
I don't have any...
We should all go
do that. Do you guys have ink? Are you inked?
Kevin, do you have any tattoos?
Nicole does.
Well, I do, yes.
Okay, so Nicole is inked. Kevin...
Yeah, Nicole has her, yeah.
I am tattoo-free.
I also am tattoo-free, and so is Scott Al.
Yeah. Bonnie has, like,
more.
Bonnie's sleeved up now. She's, like,
so
got
if
her,
I,
like, her thing set
so
up.
if I should get a tattoo, do you think I should get the ghosty guy?
I'm going to get a ghosty guy with big flame shoot down.
Paratalk Radio across my
Paratalk back. Radio across your... Like, you know, old English writing.
An old English strip.
Yeah, totally. And, like, get, like, on your belly. You know, the guys get the belly, like, put, I don't know, like...
Oh, I have a lot
like
of...
Marcus Leader
of,
is God.
Yeah,
I
Marcus
have a lot
Leader.
Of, a lot of canvas there. They could do dioramas.
That's going to cost
belly.
You, Mr. Semik. I'm sorry. That's a lot of work.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. Semik, your belly, $4,000.
No, I think we should get a tattoo. That'd be kind of cool looking.
Here's what I remember.
All right.
I remember last month. That's it. No, I remember last month when we were at the Mothman Festival. And we dragged these two poor people out into the woods at night looking for nothing even as exciting as these cement domes in the middle of the woods.
And they loved it. From what I saw, they had it.
And I'm wondering, because we had done that the previous year. We had found these domes, the open domes, the previous year. And I knew that it was, you know, it's not like the Mothman himself where it was going to be flying down and trying to stop us from getting in, you know, from getting in. So I knew that it wasn't going to be overly exciting, but it is kind of historical and it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course, we dragged Kevin and Nicole out into the woods in the middle of the night. And to find these domes again that you could go into and hear yourself echo through. What did you think of that interesting evening?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a creepy place, to be honest. We kind of hung out, you know, stayed back between the two groups we kind of split up in. But I don't know, Kevin actually got to go into one of the domes there. What did you think, Kevin?
Yeah, I tagged along with the Prodigy group who we met out there, and we went in. We found one that was actually open and went inside, and it looked like people had been having a pretty good time in there. There was a little burn stain on the bottom of the concrete there and some beer cans laying around, and it smelled like burnt plastic, but it's definitely interesting. It's a new place.
Well, yeah, as far as those domes were concerned, I mean, yeah, they were interesting to look at. It was fun. You guys mentioned the Prodigy group. We have mentioned those. We mentioned those guys after. What a great bunch of people to hang out with. And, yeah, we all spent the weekend together out there. We kind of bumped into these guys. We actually talked to Jason originally. He came down. Mm-hmm. We talked to him when we were broadcasting. And then the rest of the guys.
David.
We met up with all these guys during our spoken word things. We were talking about our lectures. And then we all ended up going to dinner together, like 1,500 people piling into one restaurant. They loved it.
All at once.
Yeah. And they were all, the best part was we were all dressed like, they were in their blue shirts, and we were in our black shirts. We were all dressed like Ghostly Talk, and they were all dressed like Prodigy. So it was just like a great bunch of people. My most fond memory, actually, of the Mothman Festival, and this is Nicole, all Nicole, because ironically, Nicole and Kevin's room was right above our room.
Right.
Mine, Tom, and
Hammer's room. Oh, this is awesome. Everybody,
so there was all kinds of goofy stuff going on, right? Well, the goofiest thing was that we talked about it after we got back from the trip, that for some reason Fox News wanted to talk to us. It was ridiculous.
Right.
And it was the usual thing. You're awesome. I'm an idiot. I'm standing behind you going, yeah, yeah. But we mentioned this to Nicole and Kevin, and they went up to their room for a little while.
Well, after dinner, after we invaded the local, you know, Bee's restaurant,
mm-hmm.
We, you know, in our heavily themed costume shirts and everything, and then we're all like, okay, well, we want to go out and about to the TNT area.
Yeah,
but
we
first
rest.
We have to go back to the hotels because we saw that we had
freshen up a little.
Well, we needed to freshen up. Plus, we had talked with the TV guy. And the TV guy
said, o'clock,
you know, 10 o'clock,
yeah.
From 10 to 10:30 is the newscast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, all right. So after we finished up eating dinner, we had to go back to the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back to the hotels. And
we get back there, and we're just watching. You were in your room. I was in my room.
Yeah, ours was completely.
I was laying next to Tom, I think, on the bed watching. Don't ask. I don't know why. But we were watching TV. And
cuddling?
Yeah, we were cuddling. We were cuddling.
Right. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Mothman Festival going on in West Virginia. News out of 11. And we're like, okay, great, whatever. So they start doing their thing, talking and stuff like that. And next thing you know, here's mine and Doug's ugly mug on the, you know, on the TV set. And Doug's talking, and I'm standing there looking tough behind him. All of a sudden, I hear
a lot like Detroit. That's what you would picture.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of thugs from Detroit would look like, yeah.
No.
All of a sudden, I hear this rumbling above us. Right, Nicole?
Yeah.
Just this pounding, just pounding sound above us, and I'm like, what the hell? And yeah, it was us on TV. She's just jumping up and yay, yay, and we're like,
well, meanwhile, we're cracking up.
We
had a similar thing because we had a our news guy or our news website news, you know, Elmer does
mm-hmm.
the website
yeah.
news, Havoc.
Mm-hmm.
He came running from his room and pounded on our door. So you guys had it coming from above, and we had it coming from the side. And it was insane, you know. As soon as we're all watching the newscast at the same time, it was insane.
Yeah,
it was just totally cool.
All right, so we got that out of our system.
Right.
No, we had so much fun with you guys.
With fame.
Yeah, we had so much fun. I meant the whole thing. We had so much fun with you guys that weekend. It was totally awesome. What I want to do the next half an hour, though. Right? is there's a lot of stuff that you guys are working on now with Paratalk Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, things that have to do with the radio
show.
And
you guys go out on investigations.
Yeah, man.
So now that everybody knows who, you know, well, I think everybody knew who Kevin Cochran was.
Everybody knows that we love you guys.
Kevin
right?
and Nicole, and we know that we've had fun, and we've also been out and about at night, you know, in the woods. Do you know, if somebody told
us that,
I've been
I definitely hope, you know, like, I know my grandmothers are now passed, but when, you know, before, if I had gone to them and said, oh, yeah, we were roaming around in the woods at night with our friends, she'd have probably slapped me upside the head. But anyway, we have...
You're also an adult now, don't you?
At least you didn't follow strangers into the
Well,
world.
That's true.
I still do that.
Yeah, Bobby does that often.
Hey, 30-year-old man, you want some candy? Oh, yes, sir, I'd love to. Get in the car. Like, you know, one of those white vans with no windows, right?
Exactly.
One of those white vans with no windows.
That's a child molester van.
Child molester
van. We have got to go break.
Some guy pops out with a John Deere hat on.
I'll explain the importance of a good support hoe to you guys.
The importance of a van with no windows, too. To a successful kidnapping.
Okay.
It's very important.
Oh,
we're going to go to break here before we get ourselves incriminated and get arrested.
Yeah.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I plead the fifth.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this wonderful, wonderful educational music and stuff like that. We're done. I'm done. Goodbye.
Kevin Cogdill from Area Paranormal. You can find us on the web at www.areaparanormal.com or email us any evidence for analysis at areaparanormal@gmail.com. And you are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Macbeth is an unholy riddle we still hesitate to name for fear of retribution. Macbeth is to the theater world what King Tut's tomb is to archaeologists. The superstition follows that any company performing the play will be beset with horrible luck, ranging anywhere from uncanny accidents on the set to actual deaths within the company. 13 Omens Podcast is available at myspace.com /13_omens. Look for the link in the About Me section.
We'll be right back.
Jim from Chasers. To find out how you can help us find some missing children, log on to thirdeyecoop.org. You're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Kidnapping 30-year-old men is not the right thing to do. You should not do it.
Do not try this
at
home.
And do not. There is nothing good about having no windows in your van except that they wouldn't get broken.
Right.
Okay. So that's it. All right. No. That's my official retraction. I'm sure there'll be a press conference this week that I'll have to deal with too.
I know.
But okay. Windows molester vans are bad. All right. Kidnapping 30-year-old men is bad. Let's move on. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
Bonnie.
I'm not paying attention. Hey, all right.
And I'm just chatting.
Hang up job over there, Bonnie.
We have, of course, Kevin Cogville and Nicole Leder from GI Colorado and Area Paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
co.ghostinvestigations.com is the website.
Paratalk Radio also.
Paratalkradio.com is the other website. Also, you guys, and we explained in the last segment somehow that we all we've met up. We met up at the Mothman Festival in West Virginia last month. Mm-hmm. And we went out and found these things in the TNT area and had an interesting night about that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, though, you guys do investigations on your own there in Colorado. So tell us some things about what you guys have done and what you will be doing.
Okay. Well, you know, just as of recently, there's been a couple investigations we've been on here locally, and we have something coming up here over at a place called The Melting Pot on Halloween, actually. We'll be doing an investigation out there for a couple hours that evening, as well as we have something going on at a place called the Buffalo Rose, which we'll go ahead and hopefully be able to get an investigation in there, but we'll also be broadcasting live out of there as well.
Oh, really? This is
interesting.
This isn't your first broadcast. You're doing your first broadcast this Thursday, correct?
We're doing our first broadcast this Thursday, yes. The Buffalo Rose, we got a hold of us. We're actually teaming up with another team out here called Para FPI, who are absolutely great team out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing up there is really it's a charity fundraiser for Halloween. It's a costume contest. We're going to be giving away prizes, and all proceeds are going to go to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America.
Does the event have a website?
The event does not have a website. You can find out about it either at the Buffalo Rose website, which is www.buffalorose.net, at the Para-FPI website, which is www.parafpi.com, or at the GI Colorado website, which is co.ghostinvestigations.com.
Excellent.
And there'll be some info for you on there.
Very cool. You guys are obviously doing these investigations. This one you said that's coming up. It's gonna be more of just a. It's gonna be what I mean, an exercise for Paratalk Radio. It sounds like, which I'm impressed by that. I think we sat in the basement for about 2 years before we actually really got out and started doing things. Actually take this equipment out of the house and like play with it out there too.
It's a learning experience every single time.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're always trying to figure out levels and trying to get that stuff together. You guys have been doing any of the previous investigations together. You guys have been on. I'm wondering because Nicole, we've talked so much, and Kevin, we've talked so much too. I'm just wondering if you guys want to elaborate on some of the experiences you possibly have had in the past, as far as some of the work you've done. I know Martin, for example, Nicole. We know your dad,
right?
And we know some of the work that he's done. Oh my god.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And you've worked, this is something we really haven't elaborated on too much on the show. Working with your father, I'm wondering what type of experiences you possibly have had with that man.
Oh, my goodness. I could go on and on. We did a lot of investigations together when I lived out that way towards where he lives over in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, one of the investigations we did was in a house in Spokane, Washington. And we got a couple really good EVPs. Actually, I think you guys have actually played those on the show in the past, but we've had things from cupboards opening on us. I know my dad's experienced a lot more than I have considering he's been in the field for a lot longer, but mostly when I was out there, we just did some home investigations, and it just seemed, with all the equipment my dad has and the different inventions he comes up with, we constantly get some just interesting EVPs for the most part of what we've seen, and interesting photos, and I've experienced a lot of interesting things being around him.
Well, Marcus is one of those rare people, I can say, that has that mix of a very analytical mind, where he's also very technically proficient. And at the same time, with all of that stuff on that the way over on that side, he's also a very spiritual man too. From the experience I've had from him, which is very hard to find a person of that caliber. And I think that's where you probably were getting a lot of the results from, or the things you can't explain, right? Is that
exactly.
To have a person of that caliber, and especially as your father, which is very cool. It'd be very interesting to go, and we're planning on it. Now we met you, Nicole, right?
Yes. Yes.
The event will take place, and I'm going to call it an event. It isn't a meeting. It'll be an event, because Ghostly Talk and the leaders will finally, like, lock horns one of these days, and we'll all go out and do some work together. I think it'll be quite an interesting little outing, let's just say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that I think is bound to happen one of these days, too. I've told Marcus that numerous times, and I've told you that, too, Nicole. We've met you, which is very cool. We've hung out. We didn't get to do too much ghosting, unfortunately, but we're going to get together with all you guys, I hope, real soon here, and do some work together.
We would love that.
I think it'll be very cool. Kevin! You there, Kevin?
Yes.
What about you now? What's been going on? Have you, in the past, has there been anything that you've experienced yourself that really stuck out? Because I know you've been in this thing for a little while. I'm wondering if there's anything that you stepped on that really just kind of, like, stuck with you.
I've had quite a few experiences that have been pretty interesting. When I was back in California, the team I was with, we did a lot of our investigations at the Queen Mary, and I had quite a few, incredible experiences there, and mostly revolving around that first class pool area that everyone sees on their webcams and on the various TV shows about it. I've had EVPs that we've picked up. One that our team was leaving, it was the last place we were at, was the first class pool room, and we walked outside and discussed what we were going to do, whether to go back to our rooms and go to sleep or continue on. And we had an elevator door open, and that was a little strange considering, it was about 4:30 in the morning and there weren't too many people up and around in the hotel on the ship right now, and there's nobody in there. So our EVP guy and our director, Diane Melvin, went in to take some EVPs, and they asked some questions, including, is there anybody here? Mm-hmm. And don't be scared, we're here to help. Mm-hmm. And after reviewing that recording, after they asked, is anybody here, they got a little girl's voice that sounded like it said, "Yes, I'm here." And, you know, that's when they said, "Don't be scared." There's a little girl's voice again, same voice that said, "I'm not afraid," very clearly.
Ooh.
Definitely Class A EVPs.
Wow. Those are the type of audio clips. I know Doug and I have done that before. And especially more so this past week, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Where we've been like, you listen to something like that, and especially a Class A of those sorts, where you just hear it and then you get that chill up your neck or up your spine, so to say, that just you can't explain where you got it from. And those are those pieces of audio that make you just like go, "Oh my God, okay, now I know why I'm doing this stuff. Now I know why I'm in the paranormal." Speaking of EVPs, though, too, when we were on break, actually, Nicole said, "Hey, Scott, go to your email, and I want you to download this thing. There's something that you should download." So I downloaded this. Now, Nicole, if you want to elaborate on this a little bit, this is an EVP recording that you sent over to us that you want us to play. What's going on here? Do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, actually, I got that recently here at a old hospital called St. Luke's Hospital here in Denver, Colorado, which was actually running between 1870s and the 1970s.
Really?
And the building actually was down for about 20 years, and it's now actually the apartments that we live in here in Denver. And the old, in the basement of the place, is where the morgue was at
okay.
the time when it was a hospital.
All right.
And so we went in there with some equipment to do some EVP work and ended up catching a few EVPs while we were down there, and that's one of the ones that I sent over to you.
Oh, you might have
liked it. It's definitely the best of the bunch.
Okay. You guys want me to play it?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
All right, I got it in the headphones, so you guys should be able to hear it, too. We're going to play this EVP from... by Nicole Leader. Sometimes we're making songs like, "Hey, this is an EVP by Nicole Leader." Yeah, all right, rock and roll. All right, here we go. Check this out. Here it comes.
Is there anybody in here that would like to speak with us? We are leaving the building now.
Okay, I heard a whispery voice in there. How do I want to phrase this? I heard a whispery voice.
It sounds like a female voice at the very end there saying, "Come back," we got out of it.
Okay.
The back is a lot more pronounced than the "come." If you hear Nicole saying that we're leaving now, is there anything else that, mm-hmm. that you would like to say?
Mm-hmm.
And about 5-10 seconds later, you have that "come back" as she's leaving, which is really amazing. It's conversational.
Let's play this one more time. Here we go.
Is there anybody in here that would like to speak with us? We are leaving the building now.
You hear it? Does it sound kind of distant a little bit?
It does sound very distant. Like I said, the "come" is a lot more it's a lot more recessed than the back, but you can hear it there. It does sound a little bit distant, but that I'm guessing is because Nicole was actually leaving the room.
And you were moving when this was recorded.
I think I can isolate this a little bit.
I hear the footsteps. So
yeah, I can isolate this.
It's recorded as she was walking through the door with her recorder.
Okay. Let me play one more time, but I'm going to isolate it a little bit more. I think I know where in the audio it's at. Yeah, you hear that?
It's just before.
It's before you hear her again. Let's try one more time.
How about Anthony?
We're going to dig in here a little bit, if you guys don't mind.
We're going to analyze it on the air for
you guys.
And hopefully it works a lot better than it did the last time.
No, what? This is a different one.
This is
a, it would be like
well,
right
here.
In
let's
here.
See. Let's see. Okay, it's right there. It's
between
right there.
15 and 16.
All right, let's start chopping.
That was it.
Let's start chopping it up. What other radio show is going to do this on the air?
Right.
Right. How cool was that? Right? All right, here we go. Let's try this now. All right. And I am the Audacity Whiz, so watch this. Hang on. Let me do some work here. All right, it's right about here, right, Doug?
It's right in there, yeah.
Right there. Perfect. Yeah. All right, cool. Let me blow this sucker up. All right, here we go.
That's creepy.
I just kind of amplified that section real quick. Kind of has that Scooby-Doo feel to it. Kind of that Scooby-Doo, like, I'm the ghost of the Notting Hill, the mascot. But no, it has that sound.
I'm sorry, you guys, though, that down there in that basement, which is now being converted to storage, unfortunately, they pulled out all the equipment from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very spooky feel down there.
Well,
Nicole,
go ahead,
her
Kevin.
First time down there, I was not with her. She went by herself.
Ooh,
and she decided to crawl into some random doors that were sitting in a wall, which led to a chimney and was where they used to burn the bodies of people that passed on in the hospital. It's just a very creepy place. It's a mortuary from the 1870s.
Wow.
So it's pretty much every horror movie you've seen amplified a little bit by real life.
Wow. Well, you said it was an actual urn that you, well, not urn, I should say. It's a bad choice of words there. They used to burn the bodies. It was a furnace.
It was, yeah, the oven.
Right, and see, I didn't know this. It was dark, and I just saw doors and decided to climb in because I'm curious.
Well, hey, you know, anywhere where it's dark and you have no idea where you're going, definitely dive in.
I would have done
random
don't
doors.
Don't take any crap from him.
Definitely ran. No, well,
I would have done it.
I'm not going to give Nicole crap. I know her father. He'd hurt me bad.
Well, also, we've had Bonnie, you know, it's like, oh, look, there's, what was it, the Devil's Gate or something?
Yeah, here, go, Bonnie.
Hell's Gate.
We just send her out and go, hey, Bonnie, check that out. We're going to see the car.
You walk through that real quick and we'll follow you. So we followed her in the safety, relative safety of the vehicle.
Of my car.
Well, she was walking ahead of us.
We told her that we'd help her out.
Hell's Gate.
If some four-headed, like, shellac demon came after her.
Yeah.
We would help her out. We got your back, Bonnie.
Well, we would take pictures of it and give it to the authorities.
I assure you that we would be there to help you out, Bonnie. We're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Don't worry. I want to clear that.
I would have called immediately the 911.
It's an interesting piece of audio. It's a very interesting piece of audio. Thank you for that, Nicole. That was really cool.
Very interesting.
Not a problem.
Very cool.
I actually, a few nights ago, there's a place here in Denver called the Lumber Baron Inn. That I ended up going to investigate. Mm-hmm. And the history behind the place, it's now a bed and breakfast, but the history, back in the 1970s, there were two girls that were brutally murdered there. It was actually kind of like a hotel place or apartment complex,
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the rooms and everything. And at the time, there were 20 rooms, I believe, in the house. But it's a neat place, but the place has been notoriously haunted since, and they never solved the case of the murders of the two girls that were killed there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of them was actually, you know, shot and laid out vampire style on the bed. That's how they found her, and the other girl's body was stuffed underneath the bed itself. So, you know, we did an overnight investigation out there, had some weird things happen at the place. You know, when we first got there, I was there with one of the girls on our investigation team, and mm-hmm. we were sitting there talking, and the actual bedroom door to the room just opened by itself. And we had other few things happen on video because we were filming the whole entire time. We had video set up throughout the room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was sitting in this chair right after about the time of the death, which was about midnight. And we were doing some EVP work, and we had all the lights out. We're just sitting there talking, and something came up to my ear and said, you know, it was like it sounded like a man that said, boo. And I tell you what, I flew out of that chair. It was a little disturbing. It was an interesting place. We kept having weird, like, black figures, almost like a black mass is what it looked like, walking in front of the camera.
Really?
It was a really neat place.
Black figures, you said. We didn't hear that.
It looked like a black mass, like a big, like a black cloud is basically how I could describe it. Like it was stepping up to the camera and then stepping away.
Yeah, this must be the night of the
Night of Shadow piece.
She didn't say that. This was the 36th anniversary of the murders that she went.
Wow.
Oh, that night was the 36th anniversary.
It was
exactly
the night of the murders.
To the day.
Well, yeah, what better night of any? I mean, besides, like, the golden 50th anniversary, I guess. I mean, an anniversary is always a good time to go. We've talked about that, though, too. And that's, I mean, I don't want to go off on a massive tangent. Remember we had John on the show, though, and he talked about how, like, anniversaries, and, like, you know how he mm-hmm. always used to go see Eunice White's grave?
Eunice, yeah.
But he made a good point. He's like, well, wait, you know, the days change every year. All these times change all the time with all the calendaring and all that stuff. How do you know you're even there on the right day if you're, like, if it's the anniversary or something?
Well, and I always had an issue with it. Like, for example, what he means is that, for example, the 14th of August, for example, is not always on a Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
And things like that. So it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult to gauge that stuff. I mean, unless you really get the documentation and go back. But still, I guess, I mean, an anniversary, there have been weird things that have happened. I mean, Eunice White, people have seen Eunice White.
September 21st. November.
November
21st.
At Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah.
Guys, totally awesome. Anything else? What's going on in the future besides the stuff you guys have discussed, the stuff with Paratalk Radio? Is there anything else going on in the future for you guys?
Yeah, besides what we've talked about with the Buffalo Rose, we are going up to the Stanley Hotel with Jason and Grant from TAPS and Darkness Radio from November 2nd to the 4th, and we'll be up there recording and investigating with them. That's really the most exciting thing we've got going on right now.
Yeah,
other than that, of course, every Thursday, like I was saying, we're going to be broadcasting and hopefully bringing you good guests.
Tell Jason, Grant, and Dave we said hello.
Absolutely.
Those guys are all great. They're all great guys. It's awesome. Dave's really cool from Darkness Radio. It's always a lot of fun to talk to him. We've had him on the show.
And, of course, the Stanley.
The Stanley Hotel.
It's absolutely incredible. That's the one where inspired the Jack Nicholson?
The Shining.
Oh, the Shining, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amber.
Yes, we're very excited to get out there.
That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
A place we haven't been as of yet, so we're definitely looking forward to it.
Well, you have a pretty good support team also coming with you, too. So.
We do.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Well, like I said, we've got every Thursday we're going to be interviewing guests. Mm-hmm. We've got the Buffalo Rose event, the Stanley Hotel, the mm-hmm. Melting Pot, which is notoriously haunted out here. That building dates back 150 years, mm-hmm. I believe. We're still lining stuff up, so we'll let you know a little bit in the future. When we know, you guys will know.
Well, you always can keep, you're Kevin and Nicole, so it's like you have we talk on the phone like once a week usually. Like, hey, what's up? Or we get there's so anything that's going on, you guys let us know. You know, if you guys want to come on the show and talk about something, feel free. Let us know. Anytime you guys want, let us know. I mean, that's just how we're all such tight friends now, and we're really excited to.
And I want to be on Paratalk Radio eventually.
Yeah.
Yes. We want to have you guys on. We're very excited to get you guys on. So
We're actually going to go on there.
Well,
I'm so nervous now.
We're gonna have to find and supply them with some of our evidence somehow.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good idea.
Here's something.
Definitely.
Here's something that happened to us.
Yeah,
and it'll be like us laughing.
Yeah.
Does that mean actually go ghost hunting and get everything?
We might have to go ghost hunting.
In lieu of what happened this past Monday, we really don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, past Monday. There's
been
like
some weird stuff going on here just in the winery itself.
Come to us. No.
Even though as much as I want to get out more and get some more work done, with all the time, there's a lot of ghostly talks taking a lot of time per usual.
Yeah.
I do want to get out some more, but again, we'll pimp that again tomorrow night. We're gonna be talking to Brian again from this past Monday. We had him on. Him and Dr. Rourke's probably going to join us also if we can tie the lines together the right way.
Well, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to try to figure it out. Guys, Kevin and Nicole, hang tight on the line. Thank you again for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You guys are always
a great
time.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Please, anytime, anything you need, let us know.
Remember, everybody, co.ghostinvestigations.com, which, of course, is linked up at www.ghostinvestigations.com, and, of course, paratalkradio.com.
The new show coming at you, 2006.
Gee.
Isolate that. Did you like my Barry White voice?
That was hilarious.
That was hot.
That was not.
Dude. Oh, that's crap. People pay good money for stuff like that.
So we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with more Ghost Month after this.
I stomp the life out of Bonnie. We'll be right back.
Just get me on this side.
Thank you, Kevin and Nicole.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back.
Guys.